This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Welcome aboard, ladies and gentlemen. Third day of September 2020. My name is Lee Elsie, Wayne Allen Root, getting those well-deserved hours of relaxation. The wonderful Chris, the magnificent Chris, pushing all the buttons down there in Texas, making it all go across the entire country from Las Vegas all the way underneath the Golden, not underneath the Golden Gate Bridge. What's the arch? The arch in St. Louis underneath that. The Gateway Arch across the Gold George Washington Bridge across the, well, I don't know, wherever we are. To me, over here in Connecticut, where I'm broadcasting from my house, welcome aboard. 3 hours. I'm with you all 3 hours. I'm excited to be here for all 3 hours. Why? Because I have set up just a bevy of great guests. We're going to hear from a Dr. Turley, who is a smart cat that I think I've had on once before. You'll like him very much, John Perrazzo. He's written something about Black Lives Matter, in particular criticism of Black Lives Matter. Cedric Dean is a motivational speaker. He'll come your way in the third hour. And Heritage Foundation's Mr. Stidham will join us in the third hour. And Mark Walter, who is part of a Second Amendment group. And we'll talk about your Second Amendment rights before we wrap things up. So let's embark on where we are today. I wanted to talk about something real quick because it's been bothering me about Kamala Harris, and Joe Biden. So, you know, they have already begun this sort of backpedaling as it pertains to the riots, right? So for 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, they have ignored the deadly riots that have spread across the entire country, in particular Portland, Seattle, New York, Chicago, and these other places where they're on fire, now Kenosha. So they insisted that what we were seeing were peaceful protests, right? You saw it in Washington, D.C. You've seen it. Well, you've seen it all over. You've been watching. You listen. You see what you see. You see the chaos that happens every single day in these places. And you can't get away from it. The news is happening every single day. And it's troubling. And you see these kids, and mostly kids, not all kids. I mean, kids, I guess, is relative depending upon who's saying it. I'm 50-something, so a kid to me is anybody probably in their 20s. I consider them a kid, right? But these kids are causing chaos in these cities, and they're breaking the law. In a lot of cases, they're doing some violent things, breaking the law. And we know what happened in Kenosha. Somebody fought back, somebody shot back, and we'll talk about that multiple times tonight. And a couple people died. But before that, in particular in Seattle, and in particular in Portland, these two places, you may not realize this, but Kamala Harris, along with some of her cronies, they actually were financial supporters of some of the folks that ended up in prison. What am I talking about? Well, the Democrat vice presidential candidate actually got up on Twitter and sought to free violent criminals who were riding through the streets of Minneapolis. Now, I know this isn't brand new stuff, and I've talked about this a couple of times, but you got to let this sink in. These are people who are rioting. These are people who are looting. These are people who are, you know, spraying graffiti on the sides of buildings. These are people that are attacking other folks. These are not good people. In fact, these are really dangerous people. And your vice presidential candidate, along with her cronies, are bailing them out of jail, including sex offenders. And that's really a horrible thing to think about. You're going to back these absolute monsters, these sex offenders, you're going to back. How about this one? Jaquiel Stalling. He shot at a member of a SWAT team during the riots in May. Police recovered a modified pistol. Looks like an AK-47. This guy paid $75,000 in cash to get out of jail. That's his get out of free jail card. And, you know, you'll never see him again. He'll disappear into the night. But that was put forward by Kamala Harris and her crew. How about Darnika Floyd, charged with second-degree murder, stabbing a friend to death? Kamala Harris's group paid $100,000 in cash for her release. Want another one? Christopher Boswell, twice convicted rapist, currently charged with kidnapping, assault, sexual assault, two separate cases. They paid $350,000 for that person's release. So I'll ask you this question, America. Are you stupid? Honestly, are you stupid? I got in a big back-and-forth argument today with left of center, former journalist. Once a journalist, always a journalist. But he took umbrage with some of the things that I've been talking about on the radio and some of the things that I've been writing about in a column that I write here in a Connecticut newspaper about how criminals are being raised to the heights of almost heroes, right, up on a pedestal. And their contention is, well, these are victims. In particular, Michael Brown, in particular, Mr. Floyd, and now Blake is the latest one. They're victims. And I said, a victim is not somebody who gets a cop in a headlock. That's not a victim. A victim is not somebody who goes for a police officer's gun. That's not a victim. That's a criminal. That's somebody who, if they had grabbed that gun, could have killed not just the cop, but other people. Hands up, don't shoot. I want to talk about that in a little while. How that false narrative has been played out here for the last 6-7 years. And we're seeing it sort of regurgitate itself and happen again. But I'll ask you guys across the country, are you stupid? Are you not really fully understanding the gravity of the situation when somebody does these kinds of things? These are not petty issues. This is not stealing a candy bar. You know, this is not running a red light or going rolling through a stop sign. And these are not accidents. When you go and attack a police officer, you know, I don't think you're a victim anymore. You've become a criminal. You know, even in a case where you may not have been a criminal in the beginning. Which is why everybody should comply when police officers come rolling around. Even if you think you're unjustly pulled over. And you might be unjustly pulled over. Maybe it's a bogus claim. Maybe it's a mistake. Maybe it's mistaken identity. But why die over it? Or why have that chance to be shot? Why? You know, the latest case in Kenosha is baffling. I mean, we're going to probably find out that the guy was high on something. Or there's another layer to this that we don't know now. Or I guess the question is, why does somebody act like that if they're not guilty? Why does somebody act as if they have unbelievable things to hide? Terrible, terrible things to hide. Terrible secrets to hide. So again, I ask the American people, are you stupid? I don't think you're stupid. I don't think you're stupid. Maybe some of you have your head buried in the sand. Or some of you have a sort of a victim mentality where you want to be righteous towards everyone, I guess, make everything right for everyone. And that just doesn't work. Some people just don't conform into that. Some people don't fit into a round, you know, round peg into a square hole. It doesn't fit. So you think about people who are menaces to society. And when those menaces to society get caught up in a situation and wind up on the wrong end of a shooting, I mean, is it sad? Sure, it's sad. Anytime somebody dies, it's sad. Anytime somebody meets their maker and they didn't have to, there's a certain amount of tragedy to that. You know, even if it's a terrible person. George Floyd didn't deserve to die. To me, he didn't deserve to die. I mean, but the guy brought on his death himself. He passed the phony $20 bill. He had ridiculous amounts of fentanyl in his system. And meth. So it was essentially a speedball. That's why if you watch that video over and over again, and I hate to sound redundant, but if you watch that video, he was screaming about not being able to breathe far before the cops had him on the ground. Now, don't get me wrong. Again, I'm not saying that he should have died. He did not deserve to die, nor did that cop have to sit on his neck for 9 minutes. And that cop will get a certain brand of justice when his time comes. I truly believe that. I don't think he's going to get out of this thing, you know, scot-free. I think a minimum of a manslaughter charge will come on him. Now, the other three, I don't know. But when you sort of get this stuff in motion, these bad events, you know, you bring it on yourself. And then in these cases where you have a chance to stop it, and you still don't stop it, well, I mean, whose fault is that? How about personal responsibility? I haven't talked to anybody who considers themselves a liberal who has blamed one of these quote-unquote victims yet. Every one of these quote-unquote shooting victims has been a victim. None of them have been, well, none of the shootings have been justified. They've all been terrible. Now, the ones that we're talking about, there are certain levels probably of mistakes we can point out with the police officers. Like, why in Kenosha didn't they tackle the guy? I mean, he had a knife on him, but that's their job. Didn't need to kneel on George Floyd's neck, right? There are other, and the Ferguson Police Department was riddled with corruption. But that doesn't mean that folks can go around attacking police officers. That's not the society that we live in. We don't live in a chaos society. We kind of do now, but we don't want it. All right, like I said, we have got a lot to do. And we got 3 hours to get it all done. I hope you guys join me. We'll take some phone calls in the first hour if you want. We had some great phone calls last night. If you want to weigh in, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. You want to email me. My name is Lee Elsey. That's L-E-E-E-L-C-I. Add radio on the end of that at gmail.com. And I get the email and we'll go back and forth. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Not all face masks offer the same protection, and if you or your loved ones have to wear a mask, wear a brand that offers not only a high level of protection, but also comfort and breathability. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with 3 layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in multiple sizes for adults, teens, and children. Boomer Naturals, offering America's best face masks. You get 3 cloth layers enhanced with nano silver protection to block tiny drops and particles. These are U.S. lab certified to give 99.9% antimicrobial protection, and that's what we all want right now, a mask that protects. Boomer offers masks in multiple sizes, and they all have adjustable nose pieces and ear loops for the right fit. Plus, they come in many different patterns and colors. Get Boomer Nano Silver masks and gaiters today at BoomerNaturals.com and save 20% when you use the code WARRADIO20. That's WARRADIO20 for 20% off only at BoomerNaturals.com. Boomer masks are also available at your local CVS pharmacy.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wade Allyn Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease.
Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right. The sponsor of this segment of the show is X3. Brand new sponsor starts today. X3. Now, I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making more money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwich, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. It's used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. So you know it's good. The key components of the X3 are made in the USA. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $50. WAR, W-A-R, save $50, x3bar.com, x3, the number X, the letter, the letter X, the number 3, then the word bar, P-A-R, x3bar.com, and you enter WAR, and you save $50 on your X3.
All right, we're back. It is the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. We'll grab a couple of calls. We'll have as many calls as we can get through here in the first hour. So if you're out there and you want to weigh in, pick up the phone and dial in. I cannot dial you. George, out in Southern California. How are you, George?
I'm great. How are you?
We're doing good. What's the weather like out there in SoCo?
Oh, it's 112 degrees and climbing.
I love it. I love it.
It's hot. It's hot. It's a dry heat.
Well, what's up, my friend? What's going on?
Well, I want to talk about the police officers, in this country, and how amazing. I mean, every police officer I have ever met has been a great person. They have a family just like me. They work, but only they're putting themselves in harm's way every day.
Yep.
Now, I served 22 years in the military, but I knew the enemy because of the uniform they wore. Our police officers go out on the street not knowing who the enemy is or what they're walking into at any given date and time. And I got to tell you, I'm raising my grandson. I adopted him when he was 2. He's now 12. And I make him submit to my authority, not in a mean way, but in a loving way. But I make him submit. And if he won't submit to me, he's never going to submit to a police officer. So the discipline starts at home. It has to.
Right. I agree. I think you're right on.
If we don't make our kids submit inside our own home, how are they ever going to learn that there's any other authority in this world?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say personal accountability and respect for authority is vital, and I think a lot of these folks, they don't have it. They don't have a father figure in the house. 70% of folks of color, their homes, they don't have any father figure. So, you know, it's hard to get that discipline, I think, in the house. I think that's got to be part of it.
Well, it has to be. And I don't know, we've grown up a generation. My father, you know, he told me, bad news does not get better with age. You better tell me first, because if I hear from somebody else, you're in big trouble.
They always knew what was going on, too. Your parents always figured it out. They always knew where you were and what rules you broke, right? Amazing.
Right, exactly. Amazing. I'll just give you an example. My son rides his bike around the neighborhood, and he rode up on a car accident. There were 3 officers at the car accident. He stopped on the sidewalk and waited for them to tell him he could pass. One of the officers ended up talking with him for a few minutes and then followed him home. Well, he pulls up in the driveway on his bicycle, and right around the corner comes a police car stopping in front of the house. And I looked at him and I said, is there anything you...
I lost him. I'm so sorry. Oh, man. I had a quick itchy finger. That's no good. Trigger finger. Listen, brother, I'm sorry about that. Good story. I want to hear the results of that next time I'm on next week. I apologize. But thank you for your service out there in Southern California. I'm an idiot. Jesus. This computer I'm working on from home is so sensitive. I could breathe on that thing. Hey, listen, Michelle in Vegas and Reed out in Connecticut. Just hang on. We'll get through the bottom of the hour break. We'll come back with you guys. We'll talk a little bit. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered.
Wake up in the morning feeling tired, like you haven't slept at all? Experience better quality sleep with drug-free RemFresh, the first and only continuous release and absorption melatonin that supports your natural sleep cycle for up to 7 hours. With number one sleep doctor recommended RemFresh, get up to 7 hours of sleep support. Available at Amazon and at fine retailers nationwide. Individual results may vary. Use as directed.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Protesting is protesting, my buddy John Lewis used to say. But none of it justifies looting, burning, or anything else.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden speaking there in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Biden holding a listening session in Kenosha, Wisconsin at a church with members of the community. Vice President Mike Pence says the sanctity of life is the reason he's a Republican.
I heard in the voice of my second favorite president, Ronald Reagan, an unapologetic commitment to a strong national defense, to free market economics, but an unapologetic commitment to the right to life.
The vice president speaking there in North Carolina. Stocks taking a nosedive as the Dow loses 808 points to finish at 28,293. The S&P losing 126 as well. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free. 2020safe.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Is Wayne. broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas. This is Wayne.
All right. We are back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Let's go right out to Michelle, who's been kind enough to wait a while out in Las Vegas, Nevada. Michelle, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing okay. I just want to give you a heads up. You may not be receiving calls because I wasn't able to get through. And then when I did get through, when I'm on hold, it sounds like five people are talking all at once.
Really? So okay. All right.
It's a weird experience. People will hang up. Most people will just hang up.
Yep, we're gonna work on that. We'll fix it. But go ahead. What else you got?
Oh, you mentioned George Floyd and that he had that speedball concoction in his body. I don't know if it's common knowledge to the general public, but one thing I did see on the video, which you probably saw also, he fell on the curb. George Floyd fell on the curb before he even got to the police vehicle. After they had walked him across the street, his foot dragged twice. And I said to myself, now, what would cause that? Because I don't know about drugs and that type of thing, but his foot dragged twice, and then he took a few more steps, and then he fell on the curb. And this was before there was any interaction with the officers. And so now, of course, all these weeks later, I have my answer that in his body, he had the drugs that you talked about earlier.
Right. And enough of that drug to kill him, Michelle. Enough of that drug to kill him, for sure.
Yes, and people don't care about the truth now. They don't care. Weeks later, it's done. And that's the sad part about everything is that when the truth comes out, it's past. And people right. don't care anymore.
Well, so one thing... go ahead.
Yes, I've had the opportunity to watch some of these live streamers in the multiple cities. Live streamers are risking their safety to get these videos out, and you're watching it live. And it could be in any city where there's activity going on. You know, any kind of riots or any kind of protesting. And I like it because I'm getting the truth. I'm not looking at national news or any other news source. I'm getting it right when it's happening, right as the action is taking place. And a lot of these live streamers, like I said, they're being assaulted. I've seen it. And they're risking themselves to get the news out.
Where do you watch these live streams?
There's this one guy.
Where do you watch that?
Sorry?
Where do you
watch
those
on my phone.
Yeah.
There's this one guy. He backs the blue, and he has a YouTube channel called P like Paul, T like Tom, PT News. And
okay.
He grabs the videos as they're happening, and he'll say, okay, right now we're going to watch Seattle, or right now we're going to watch Portland, or right now we're going to watch Wisconsin. And he'll go to where most of the action is happening at the time. And he usually live streams maybe 5 hours every night for the past 3 months, 7 days a week. And he does it from his home. He has a thing set up in his house, and he knows the technology and how to get it up. So from his multi-live streaming, I became a fan of a couple of the live streamers. One of them is called CJ. C like Candy, J like John, CJ News. He's really good. And
I'm going to let you go. I appreciate that info. I don't want to go through every live streamer out there. I get it. I got to check it out myself, Michelle. And I do appreciate that info because I did not know that was going on. So I'm glad that you are sharing some of that. I'd like to see that myself just to kind of get a feel for what's going on in some of these cities as opposed to cut versions of what's happening. Let's go all the way across the country to Connecticut where Reed is. Reed wants to talk about Donald Trump winning suburbia.
That's correct, Lee. And how are you?
I'm doing well, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing great. And you're doing a great job.
Oh.
I think the great surprise of this election is going to be suburbia. And the reason for that is that this term suburbia is being thrown around with no emphasis on what that is these days, and it has changed a great deal over the past 20 or 30 years. We have an image of suburbia, and this is promoted by the mainstream media as being a place where, you know, white people with picket fences raise their kids and send them to private schools. This is really baloney, and especially in older cities on the eastern seaboard where the colonial history is as lengthy as the history of these places being a nation. Today, suburbia is a very ethnic, once Republican, now Democrat place, etc. The reason I'm bringing this up is because I really make a study of demographics for various reasons in my own career. And Trump the other day made a comment about suburban housewives. And immediately this was pounced upon because he used that terminology, because everything today is about what language you use as opposed to anybody caring about what you're trying to say. Today, suburbia is a place where you have a great deal of immigration, people who have been in the country from other nations, from distant lands. They're Chinese-speaking people. They're other Asians. They are Hispanic-speaking people. In wealthy communities like Westchester, and especially southern Westchester, these are very high demographic people. They're making very good incomes. And like every other immigrant for the past 50 years, they have been sucked into what I call the Democrat plantation, where it's just expected for them to be Democrats. And guess what? They're rejecting this, just like blacks are rejecting this, et cetera. And on top of it, they are right on the critical edge when it comes to seeing what is just over the county border in the Bronx, in Manhattan, and safety situations that they don't like. These are family people, and they don't like what they see, and they are switching to Republican. They are buying and registering their guns, and they are going to vote for Trump.
Well, if suburbia comes out and droves for Trump, we could go to bed early probably on November 3rd, I would think. And
That's good, because I'm an old guy and I go to bed anyway.
And sleep a little bit sounder. I'm not saying anything that you are saying is incorrect. In fact, I think you are onto something, as a matter of fact. I think the demographics certainly have shifted. I think we're all sort of getting caught up in this hysteria, and I'm probably guilty of it too, the hysteria that we see on the nightly news, the hysteria that, you know, we see these videos, and we forget that, you know, that's a small portion of the country, albeit it's very violent and it's turning cities upside down, and we need to do something about it. I still don't think that what's going on in those cities, does that represent mainstream America? I think mainstream America wants law and order. I think mainstream America wants peace and serenity. And in the case that we're seeing again on the nightly news, I don't think that they are in line with that, which is why the Democrat Party, as you know now, Reid, is moving away from this violence as fast as they can. They're now trying to denounce it, and they're trying to blame Trump for it, but where a month or two ago they were saying, well, it's good that they're resisting. They got pent-up frustration. Now they're beginning to backpedal on that a little.
Those are great observations. I always look to critical variable isolation. Try to find the thing that would make the difference. What is the area that makes the difference? The other thing I like to focus on is, what are people complacent about? When you look at the Democrat Party, they are complacent about the idea that anything that isn't white systemic racist is in their column. And it was really a dumb decision of Biden to pick Kamala Harris for a couple of basic reasons. One is that she's from California, And California is already in the Democrat column. That's not how you pick a vice presidential candidate.
Right.
Number two, she has a history of getting a smaller percentage of blacks and other non-whites than Biden himself gets.
Blacks do not like Kamala Harris. They don't like her.
Yeah.
Because she's law enforcement for a while.
I can see why. Because she comes across, I mean, you know, to sort of dovetail into Biden's comment to Charlemagne the God about if you're not voting for me, you ain't black. She strikes me as kind of like a white cheerleader.
Well, listen, I mean,
you know, you're a guy.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you look to her as a...
I think I lost you at the end, Reed. I'm sorry. All right, we're out of time. By the way, and Reed, great call. Thank you. One video you have to see if you want to get a kick and kind of get a laugh is watch Cardi B interview Joe Biden. It is, well, it just doesn't get any better than that. It's journalism at its absolute best. All right, we'll take a quick time out. We'll come back. I got a bunch of guests coming up in the next couple hours, but we'll have more chances for you to call in if you'd like. The number's real easy. It's 1-833-WAR-TALK. That's 1-833-927-8255. We'll come right back. It's the USA Radio Network.
Wayne Allyn-Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Have you ever ordered a MAGA cap and then received a piece of junk in the mail? Well, those days are over. If you want the finest quality MAGA caps at the greatest prices, go to themagamall.com. The MAGA Mall has the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton twill with the finest embroidery. I love them. They pride themselves in offering the finest quality products at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats and Trump talking pens. To get 10% off your order, use promo code WAR10 at checkout. That's my initials, WAR and 10. Remember, to get great quality MAGA products, go to themagamall.com. 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 Go to themagamall.com. This is Wayne Allyn-Root. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. With more than 50 U.S. patents, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in new silver technology. And now OptiVita Silver comes packaged to be your guardian as a liquid, a skin gel, a throat lozenge. With so much misinformation in the media about silver, here's something I arranged for you. A guidebook on the science of silver. It's free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. But that's not all. We know that silver works best when you get it in the right places. For a limited time, we're giving you 3 silver applicators, a spray bottle free, a dropper bottle free, a fine mist nasal sprayer free. All 3 free when you purchase the Root Silver Bundle. These are exclusively for my listeners. Hurry, only good while supplies last. Guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Remember the special website, patentedsilver.com. That's patentedsilver.com, or call toll free 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER.
Hi. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com. It's Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
A sponsor of this segment of the show is the MAGA Mall. Have you ever ordered a MAGA cap and then received a piece of junk in the mail? Well, those days are over. If you want the finest quality MAGA caps at great prices, go to themagamall.com. Themagamall.com. The MAGA Mall has the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton twill with the finest embroidery. I love them. They pride themselves in offering the finest quality products at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Ron Solomon owns MAGA Mall, great friend of mine. Anything you buy is guaranteed. And you know, because Wayne Root will put my foot on his neck. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, T-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats and Trump talking pens. To get 10% off your order, use promo code WAR10 at checkout. That's my initials, WAR10, and you get 10% off the already low prices. Remember to get the quality MAGA products you want, the quality Trump products you want, go to themagamall.com, themagamall.com, themagamall.com.
All right, we're back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie. If you're looking for Wayne Allyn Root, he's got a couple of days off, so he'll be back on Tuesday. As you know, it's a long weekend, and I hope you guys enjoy your long weekend. I get a chance to fill in the entire 3 hours tonight. We have some great guests coming up, a couple from the Heritage Foundation and one motivational speaker. I think you're going to like him. I got a chance to talk to him briefly earlier today off the air. So he's actually an ex-convict, 20-something years in prison, so we'll chat with him about that and what it was like to be inside, man, inside. By the way, shout out to our pal Dell out in Long Island. This guy is, I got to tell you a little bit about Dell Cullum, who's out there in Long Island right now. And those of you who are across the country, you may not ever get a chance to run into somebody like this guy. And the reason why I bring him up, every once in a while I put him on the morning show with me in Connecticut. What he does is something that I could only dream about doing, because he's got intestines of steel and heart of gold. And what I mean by that is he goes and he is the one that people call when animals are in distress. So if a deer gets in my car and, you know, you may see the deer on the side of the road dead one day when you, or whenever you're driving by. Well, the deer a lot of times don't die right away. It's really a horrible, agonizing death. Well, Dell comes out. And, you know, people call, and he comes out, and he's got the skills, and if the animal is savable, he saves them. And, you know, he uses his own, you know, his own money. He's got a 501c3, but he uses his own money, his own time, his own people. And if he can save these animals, he does. If not, he gives them, a comfort when they die, and he helps them. And it's something that I would love to do, but I just don't have the heart. I could never get through seeing those animals suffer on the side of the road. But he does it, and he just does a magical work. So I'm always in awe of him. So he just said he's out there right now, going around Long Island, and he's going through some things today. And I'm sure saving a couple of animals. It's amazing how many animals this guy saves in one day. Like, what deer get themselves into? Deer get caught in the fences all the time, and possums get caught in the fences, and a squirrel got caught in a bird feeder, and Dell's out there helping him. So kudos to Dell out there in Long Island. I do appreciate it. One day, you know what, I'll get him on the show, on the national show, and he can talk about some of that stuff with all of you. And, you know, it will melt your heart, because animals are my soft spot. They've always been my soft spot. So, anyway, I got to tell you quickly. So, I woke up this morning, and I know this came yesterday, but I woke up this morning, and I couldn't help but laugh at the Nancy Pelosi story. So, I know, I'm sure you know by now. So, Nancy Pelosi claims that the salon set her up. And first of all, I heard a great joke. She went into the salon. The only reason why she went into the salon, she thought it said saloon. Right? That's why she went in. All right, though. That's my own personal joke. I thought that was funny. No, here's what's funny about this. So during a news conference, and if you don't know the story, Nancy Pelosi essentially broke the law by getting her hair cut. We're all peasants, and she's the queen, and she can do whatever she wants. But here's what she says. Instead of an apology, instead of her coming out and saying, listen, I'm a public figure. If I don't get my hair done, I look like a mop. I have to get my hair done. I'm sorry. I apologize. It'll never happen again. Please forgive me. No, she doesn't say that. She says, during a news conference, she says, I take responsibility for trusting the word of a neighborhood salon that I've been going to for many years. See, she doesn't say, I'm sorry. She says, I'm sorry that I trusted someone. It's not that it's her fault. It's never a Democrat's fault. They never accept their fate. It's really sad. Anyway, as it turns out, it was a setup, she says. So I take responsibility for falling for that setup. She doesn't take responsibility for essentially doing whatever the hell she wants and getting her hair done when everybody else in California can't. She doesn't take that responsibility. She takes the responsibility that she made a poor choice in judgment and went to a salon that she couldn't trust. So she couldn't trust this salon. So that's why she's mad. She's not apologizing for what she did. She's apologizing for getting caught. That is the Democrat way. Man, I have no respect. There's so many people in Washington I have no respect for. None. All right, you're going to like this next guest, Dr. Turley. He is a good guy, funny. He's actually from Connecticut. And he's living in Delaware. Feel bad for him. But we're going to talk a little bit about Black Lives Matter. We'll talk a little bit about the protests and the riots with him. And we'll do that coming up after the top of the hour. Don't move. You're listening again to the USA Radio Network.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.